Carroll, bringing it forward. Thompson's making the run. Carroll hangs on to it though. Still Davy Carroll. Could go all the way here. Oh, what a goal!
Hello, I'm Phil Catchpole and welcome to another edition of Ringing the Blues, your podcast dedicated to those Bastardos Fantasticos, Wickham Wanderers. On this week's show, we relive all the action from the Bolton Wanderers game, bask in the warm glow of love and admiration from our friends in Plymouth.
I absolutely cannot stand this awful club.
We chat to a young Wickham fan who rewards his chairboys' heroes each week with sweets, plus hear from a couple who met at Adams Park and are now happily married. But first, let's head to Mexico City for the midweek results with Uri.
We are ringing the blues from Mexico City. Mi nombre es Uri, and here are the results for League One. AFC Wimbledon 3, Crewe Alexandra 2, Burton Albion 4, Accrington Stanley 0, Cambridge United 2, Wigan Athletic 2, Gillingham 0, Cheltenham Town 2, Ipswich Town 0, Rotherham United 2, Lincoln City 0, Portsmouth 3, Moray Cambay 2, Charlton Athletic 2, Oxford United 3, Fleetwood Town 1, Plymouth Argyle 0, Wickham Wanderers 3, Sheffield Wednesday 2, MK Dons 1, Shrewsbury Town 1, Sunderland 1, Bolton Wanderers 3, Doncaster Rovers 0. We are sitting on the top of the league, tied with Rotherham United, which have a spectacular goal difference. But anyway, Chairboy Spanish this week is, don't worry about a thing, because every little thing gonna be alright. You know, well, too many words, but I will teach you some little, pequeño, thing, cosa, every, toda. So, every little thing, todas las pequeñas cosas. So, in Spanish it will go like, no te preocupes por nada, porque todas las pequeñas cosas van a estar bien. So don't worry, the tournament is looking fine, so let's be confident, okay? Back to Ingerland with my amigo Phil Catchpole until next show. Adios!
Wickham were looking to get back to winning ways last Saturday against Bolton Wanderers at Adams Park. Here's what happened.
They're a very good side. They're very expansive, and Ian Evatt's got them playing in a good way. So we need to make sure we're on it, properly on it, because we don't want to keep losing games.
But now Wickham have got it back now. Mometi inside the box, goes down.
Penalty.
Goal on Anas Mometi, and Wickham Wanderers have a penalty. Well, Wickham missed the penalty, although it was saved from Joe Jacobson against Pompey. Anas Mometi won that one. This time he's going to take it as well. His first goal of the season. Here he comes, right footed. It's saved.
Oh.
He goes low to the keeper's left, and the keeper guessed right, and he saved it. McCarthy cross from the right hand side to the back post. Bokes gets up, looping header. He's there! Sam Bokes has finally put a ball in the back of the net after hitting the post and the bar three times. And it needed a bit of quality to open the scoring, and Wickham have found it. Wickham Wanderers 1, Bolton Wanderers 0.
Gareth, at half-time, you must have been scratching your head and thinking, is there some sort of force field around the opposition goal? Hit the post and another penalty saved.
Yeah, and you know, we
to come back from that and to have the belief we did in the second half after that, you know, and after, not just after that, after what's come in the last couple of games, you know, Hartlepool and Portsmouth, the attrition on their goals and with no reward, the boys must have thought, is, you know, is there something on these goals? Is there a film, a cling film or something on the whole goal? But no, I think Volks has had a word to try and get the posts widened a little bit, but we have to stay within the regulations. But when it mattered, he popped up with a fantastic goal, you know, and that's what he's been signed for. He's a real leader. He will lead these boys, and they'll follow. You know, there was an overload for Bolton at times. You know, obviously tactically we see a lot of stuff, and you know, Jason McCarthy did an enormous amount of running to almost cover two players today, and then Anthony Taff and Jordan at the back there had to be stretched at a 3-on-3. And there were some worrying words, you know, and some worrying looks at times, but I said to him, trust the system, trust what we're trying to do here today, because if we'd have gone defensive today, we wouldn't have created as much as we did. But we created, we scored, and we saw the game out really well. Gareth McCleary coming back from fitness is a huge plus for us. I thought Anis had one of his best games for us. He's learning all the little tricks now in football, which is what I want him to do. And like I say, you know, the big players today, David Stockdale, I thought was outstanding with some of the saves he made. Not major. There was one one-on-one first half, which yes, he's got to do. But their keeper had one as well. But just, you know, he's assured at the end there with coming out and making himself big. His feet were fantastic today. And Sam Volks, you know, when it needed to be put in, it was a fantastic header. You know, back to his Premier League days, I think that one. So really pleased. Great 1-0 win for us. It's nice to put those two defeats to bed. You know, I've spoke to Rob Coogan in the week, and his backing was just awesome. You know, he allows me to get on with what I want to do without any pressure. You know, I'm not saying he doesn't demand from me. Of course, you know, he's put money into this club, but he's great where he can calm my nerves sometimes, and that allows me to pick the right formations, the right teams, the right tactics, and get the right result.
You talked about Jason McCarthy. It was his cross there, and Wickham's crossing perhaps let them down a bit in the last two games, but today he was really back on it.
Yeah, I don't think just crossing, I think finishing let us down in the last two games. You know, we've had some good opportunities and we just haven't capitalised on them. So Jason works hard on his crossing every day in training. He'll be out there doing his little bits, as they all will. They all work on their little individual bits, and they are what matter, you know, in games. When it's so tight and Bolton came, we knew they'd tie second half after what they went through midweek. They're probably a little bit weaker than they have been. But Ian's a good friend and he'll have them going. So for me, this is a good scalp at home. But these boys who practice day in, day out, these little bits that don't seem that important, they'd rather do shooting every day. Jason's on his crossing, Anthony's on his heading, Taff's on his heading, you know, David Stockdale will do every training session like it's his last one. All these things matter when it comes to a game like this, because believe me, we felt a little bit of unjust and unjust and a little tiny bit of pressure, because we want to achieve this year. We've got one of the best squads in the league, I believe, and I want these boys to stay around this top half of the table for as long as they possibly can, you know, right to the end of the season and see where we end up.
It's been a small, sticky run, but it's the first time you've had expectation really as a manager, because Wickham are down from the Championship, a bit more money than you normally have. How have you found that?
Yeah, I mean, we've a bit more money than we usually have, of course. So, like, I've been backed. We're still way down in the spending stakes in this league, I'm telling you now. But
the chairman said top six this season.
The chairman wants the top six, you know, and I want to deliver that to him, you know, and that's important for me to, you know, to get the right team. I historically don't need the top budgets to achieve. I never will, you know. But he's given me a competitive, more than competitive budget. You know, we're signing players. We signed a young Iraqi international before the game. Fantastic for this football club to be doing that. And it all builds that pyramid to that top where the results count, and today that one really counted. You know, it looks now like a tiny sticky run, but when you're in the centre of the whirlwind, you know, it was five without a win, and it was, you know, where's it coming from? What do we have to do? You know, your Burton game, it was a development, boys, but it counts in your scores. You know, and your Hartlepool, which is the FA Cup, which we're never going to win. Oh, I say that about this club. They got the semis once, didn't they? So, but again, that counts towards the run, the bad run that you're on. So really, it was just Ipswich and Portsmouth, two teams that I think will be around the top of the league anyway. But to get back on track today was really important. And I can't thank the fans enough, all my backers enough, and and the boys, they deserved that one today. They were fantastic.
And the fireworks at the end as well. So you have to have a win, really, before they go off.
Well, it's nice this time of year because it's all dark all the time, so that we can see them. And I didn't even know about that. I didn't expect it. But I know Rob wants to make sure that the fans have a great time when they come into this place. And if fireworks at the end, after a win, helps them come back, I'm all for it. I was singing Christmas songs in the town centre Thursday night to try and get a few more fans in here. And I think they were, you know, because their voices were better than mine was on Thursday today. It was a real Wickham performance. The town, the staff, the players, really, really good to get the 1-0 win.
I understand you want to dedicate this win to someone as well.
I can't dedicate it. It's not my win, it's the players' win. But I just want to say happy birthday, Scarlett, my 18-year-old daughter yesterday. And she's come to the game today. I think Matt Cecil was saying the image was flashing on the screen. And happy birthday from the gaffer. I didn't see it. I'm concentrating on the game, so I'll trust him on that one. But she was 18 yesterday. She might even join me with a beer tonight. But happy birthday, Scarlett.
Sam, the goal came. It described the feeling when it hit the back of the net.
Yeah, it was a great feeling. Number of emotions, bit of relief, bit of excitement, bit of everything, I think. Again, today, I think we dominated the game, created lots of chances, hit the post, keeper made some great saves. Another penalty miss, but we got there in the end with the goal.
And same question, describe the feelings in the first half. When you hit the post, you did everything right, didn't you? And it just didn't go in.
I need to have a word with the groundsman down here because I think I've hit the post 3 times in this week. So it's it's one of those. It's football, and like I say, lucky we got the one in the end.
It's been a frustrating week, especially for the strikers. You know, Wickham have been dominating possession, but not converting the territorial dominance into goals. But today, that cross came in, and there was only one outcome.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, I thanked Jason there afterwards because it was a good ball in for me to attack. And it's been frustrating in the last couple of results, but for me, not too down because I think the performances have been there. And we'll keep pushing, we'll keep fighting to the end, and we did that again today.
Gareth described you as a leader just now when I spoke to him, leading from the front as well. And how do you feel when you hear words from that from Gareth Ainsworth?
No, it's great. I think that was an important role for me when I came here, was to be that. And I think days like this are important for myself and for the club. And if I can bring a little bit to the squad and help us kick on, then I'll do that.
You got the goal, but Wickham a clean sheet as well, and that's really welcome considering the amount of goals that have been shipped of late.
Yeah, of course. We got the goal down the other end, and like you say, we dominated in the final third, but I thought Stocko and our back four were tremendous today. Some match-winning saves, and we kept them out, and if they give us a clean sheet, we've got a platform to go and win the game from.
Plymouth Tuesday, Sheffield Wednesday next weekend. These are tough games, but that's going to give you real confidence.
It is, yeah, and that was the message before the game, really. To give us a chance going into this week is to win our home game, and it's a tough week, but one we can look forward to now and on a high from today.
It was good to see a lot of Bolton fans at the game on Saturday after their last visit when the future of their club was still very much in the balance. Well, here's what they made of the game on Saturday. Mount Kipper.
That was a much better performance. Far more dogged and resilient. And their keeper had to make some excellent saves. We're running on thin air though, and we need reinforcements in January. But the team are giving it their best shot.
BWFC Insane.
The fact we stayed at 0-0 for so long had little to do with our team's endeavour and more to do with the fact that Wickham are on a poor run of form and clearly lack confidence. Oh, and the penalty miss. It was a nothing performance from us. We always look like conceding.
Jimmy Riddle.
Their goal were a fluke. Volks got above Baps and just directed it goalwards, hoping for the best. And it dropped into the top corner. The work needed to come in stopping the cross, and I would have liked to see us busting a gut to prevent the issue at source.
Johnny Rotten.
If you have a big, strong centre-forward like Bokes, that's what they do. They win headers in the box and they pose a threat. Our opponents don't have that question asked of them. They win everything in the air against us without breaking sweat. That's how Evett chooses to play, which is only great if the on-the-floor stuff is working.
Steve Morris.
In full flow, we look great. And I'll die on that hill. Evett idolises Guardiola and wants us to play like his teams. And I love that. But our personnel, particularly with so many injuries, make that very difficult. We need a plan B.
Steve Morris.
I absolutely love to see us effing about with the ball in our own half when we're 1-0 down deep into injury time.
Lever end.
We were given every chance by Wickham. They're in poor form, and now we've given them the leg up they needed, despite us playing better than expected. What a shame. I'm only looking down now. Any thoughts of playoffs are delusional.
Space Angel.
Fireworks! They won a bloody game, not a season.
Stanford White.
That were poor keeping for their goal. But we never looked like scoring. Our level now is losing to Wickham on a regular basis. Oh, tough times.
Blaze.
Are we still the best team in the league, Mr. Rabbit?
Win, lose or draw, you'll find young Stanley Lavender waiting in the car park of Adams Park to reward his heroes with sweets after games. I caught up with Stan to blag some sweets myself and also ask, why does he do this?
Who can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew, comfort it in chocolate and a miracle or two? The Candyman can.
We've just seen Wickham Wanderers win 1-0 at home, and I'm with Stan Lavender. Stan, now you're here every game with a carrier bag full of sweets for the players, and you give them out after the game, is that right?
Yes, it is.
And when did this habit start?
It started Oxford away 2 or 3 years ago.
And why do you do this?
I do it because I like Wickham and it's just fun. And I get the leftovers.
I see, you get the leftovers as well. So out of all the players then, is it only wins when they get the sweets?
No, they get them every time, maybe. No, probably, they always get them. Like,
even after a defeat?
Yeah.
That's very generous of you. And which players are the most, have got the biggest sweet tooth?
All right, first of all, it's JJ. Second of all, it's Wheeler. Third of all, it's Jack. JJ usually takes whatever's left. Wheeler, I think he takes Skittles. And Jack, he just doesn't care.
It's just as well that Antonio Conte is not the Wickham manager, because I don't think he'd allow them to eat sweets, would he?
Yeah, that's a good thing.
And you're outside the players' entrance now. Are you going to get someone's shirt today, maybe?
I might get Anthony Stewart's shirt.
Is that because of the sweets?
No.
Well, let's have a look in your bag then, because your bag, this is well loaded in here. What have we got in here?
We've got Frère Rocher.
Oh, you are spoiling us with this.
For JJ's birthday.
JJ's birth, excellent, okay.
Got licorice for JJ.
Wow, okay.
We've also got we got mint chocolate for JJ.
After eight, I mean, this is a huge, this is like
we've
Mary Poppins bag.
Bounties for Sam Vokes and Jack Grimmer. Yeah, fruit tellers for Gareth.
So that you've learned all of their favourites?
Yeah. Yeah, Milky Ways, but I don't know whoever likes them yet.
Have they been in there? Have they been at the bottom of the bag for a while?
No. Fruit pastels get usually taken by Thompson.
Oh, he's got excellent taste, yeah.
Maltesers.
This is like a mobile sweet shop in here. This is a fabulous service you supply. Are the players grateful, Stan?
I hope so.
Well, if they're listening to this, you should give Stan, I mean, what do you want, shirts and everything else?
I don't mind. I really don't mind.
And Wickham Wanderers, on the back of your sweets, are they going to get promoted this season?
Yes, by a clear 50 points.
And it's all because of the sweets, right?
Yes.
Joe, we're doing a bit of audio about the sweets. Apparently, you've got a bit of a sweet tooth.
It depends who's listening, if I'm honest.
No manager would listen to this podcast.
Yeah, I do. For my old man, it's his fault. And if he sees this, then I'm sure he's going to take them all off me.
But Stan tells me he's here after every game, and apparently you come and get sweets off him after every game.
Every single game. Me and Wheeler, we get a big selection of what we can take, and that's my journey home sorted every Saturday night after a game.
And this has been going on for quite some time, I believe.
Yeah. When did this start?
Oxford away, like 2-3 seasons ago.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So if you think I put on weight in the last 2 years, you know why.
Well, there you go. Or is it the secret to your success?
I'm going with that way. So if that's the case, keep it going.
So Stan, you get all the... When Joe scores, they're your assists now, right?
Basically.
Well, enjoy it. This is incredible. Forever Rochers, off the rate, and licorice. Incredible.
I know. I would offer you some, but I want them all for myself.
On Tuesday, the Chairboys took on our old friends, Plymouth Argyle, who were unbeaten at Home Park so far this season. Here's what happened.
It's a little bit of pressure because we want to achieve this year. We've got one of the best squads in the league, I believe, and I want these boys to stay around this top half of the table for as long as they possibly can, you know, right to the end of the season and see where we end up.
Here's Mometi now, right-hand side. Mometi into the box, finds Wheeler, holds the ball up, goes for goal, and yes! Scores! Nutmegs the keeper, it's Sam Vokes, 2-2 for him. Sam Vokes with Mometi on the assist. Sam Vokes, sixth goal of the season, celebrates wildly in front of the Wigan fans. Mometi just sparked into life 3 or 4 minutes ago, looked dangerous on this right-hand side. The young Albanian with the assist, and Sam Vokes to spin and finish. Nutmegs the keeper, Michael Cooper, and Wickham have the lead here. Brandon Hanlon has the ball now. It's Mometi, through and goal, and it's Mometi!
Yes!
And it's Mometi has scored, and Wickham Wanderers lead here 2-0 at Home Park, and Wickham Wanderers lead 2-0 against the league leaders. Brilliant stuff to lay off Mometi in the box. He drew the keeper and chipped it over Michael Cooper, and Wickham Wanderers, their fans are celebrating down by the edge of the pitch, and Anis Mometi salutes them. Great goal. Stocko then right footed, goes across pitch towards Vokes, who's been excellent tonight as well. Finds Hanlon, edge of the area. McCleary into Mometi. Mometi, good feet, and goes for goal. Oh, and he's brilliant. Done it again. And it's Mometi has surely sealed the points to Wickham Wanderers with his second goal of the night. Vokes nods it down. Mometi in the box, buys himself a yard and slams it into the corner past Michael Cooper. Wonderful stuff from the young Albanian. It's Plymouth Argyle 0, or Wickham Wanderers 3.
Gareth, an away trip to top of the table, a 3-0 result, you must be absolutely delighted.
Absolutely delighted. I can't speak highly enough of those boys in there. You know what we've done, we planned coming down. It's really tough this time with all these fixtures coming up. We were on the bus watching the Plymouth games, finding out what we wanted to do against them. I put a plan in place and all I can do is ask the boys to do it. They absolutely nailed it. They were fantastic. The work rate, the fitness, the tenacity, the never stop pressing and defending like they did, and then some fantastic goals. I told them they would have their moments. I said to them, you'll get your moments, and when you do, you've got to make them count. They made them count. I mean, Sam Vokes has been doing it for years. Anis Mometi has just started doing it, and both have taken their chances at the correct times. But then, you know, you look at the likes of Hanlon, and I don't want to single anyone out. Please, 18, don't be worried. You're absolutely fantastic today, every one of them. You know, boys were up at the bench again, Jack Grimmer, Dara Horgan, you know, and just Sully Kaikai, who played Saturday, all cheering the boys on at the end. For a manager, that's all you need. I've got this group, and they will run through a brick wall for Wickham Wanderers, not for me, for each other, and that's brilliant.
You've got injuries in central midfield. It was a makeshift, I suppose, this season, central midfield with David Wheeler alongside Curtis Thompson. Then you lost Curtis as well, and Ollie Pendlebury, a youngster, has come on too. At 1-0 in a pretty, the game could have gone either way at that stage. That's a big ask for the youngster.
Got to trust him, you know. We've got to trust him. That's why we signed these players, you know. Look at Mometi a year ago, trusting him, and he's come up with the goods today. But, you know, me and Bayo Akinfenwa had a chat about Ollie actually this afternoon, and he needs to know that he's trusted and he wants a chance to deliver. And speaking of Bayo, he's doing that now. He's this whole guy, don't write him off by the way, but he is now taking on that mantle of the pastoral care, the behind the scenes. He's doing amazing. I mean, everything's just falling in place at the moment. It's really early, Phil. I'm not getting carried away. But it's hard not to when you come to top of the league and put a performance in like that. You know, Plymouth are a very good side, very good manager, and they've got some fantastic fans. You know, I know there's a pantomime issue here and I'm the villain, but this passionate, and this is a tough place to come. No wonder they've been so high in the league. They play some good football and got great support. But tonight, I thought we thoroughly deserved the win. And like you say, a few changes might have raised some eyebrows at the end there, but they were all a plan to negate what Plymouth were trying to do to us.
You really do feel at home here in Plymouth. That's 6 wins and 2 draws as a manager here. Your record is pretty good.
I must like this area, you know. Devon's been good to me. I think Exeter's not bad either. So if we could have a Devon league, then we might have some success. But no, honestly, they'll be back. It's very early in the season. I'm not getting carried away. But inside, I'm jumping around because I've seen probably the performance of the season. Well, maybe not, because we've done so well at home. But performance at the right time. Everyone thought we'd gone off the rails. Believe me, the rumours of us being an average team are untrue. We're a good side, and we want to keep being a good side, and we want to keep pushing and probing and attacking these teams away from home and being super entertaining at home as well. You know, can't thank the boys enough and everyone who's supported us. Those fans will get home at 3-4 o'clock in the morning just like us, but they'll have smiles on their faces, and that's big for me.
Plymouth were unbeaten before today here at home in the league, and you've not only beaten them, but you've kept a clean sheet as well.
Yeah, Stocko's over the moon, you know, that's all he cares about. He cares about winning, but he loves his clean sheets. And you know, it's a great place to come and do that. You know, after the Ipswich and Portsmouth results, Portsmouth performance was out of this world. How we haven't won that, I'll never know. But the wheels are firmly back on. Like to let everyone know that, and looking forward to the next game now.
Next game, Sheffield Wednesday, another long away day, but this will give you the perfect platform for that trip.
Yeah, we're going to have to rest the legs and get the legs back, because there's some boys there. Curtis Thompson's limped off, Sam Volks has limped off, but I've got Sully Kaka, I've got Darragh Horgan, you know, I've got Jack Grimmer on the bench there. Three real big names in League One. So it will be a squad game, it always is. And tonight belongs to the squad, all 18 of them. Thank you so much, guys. Let's get back on that road, enjoy our trip home. But believe me, they'll be back down to earth Friday, ready to go again for Sheffield Wednesday.
Stocko, 3-0 on the road, but talk to me about the clean sheet. You must be well pleased with that.
Yeah, I'm proud of the lads there. That was some shift that they put in front of me, keeping them to outside the box, bar a couple first half. But it was a magnificent tactician's approach from the gaffer, and we trust what he says, so we just do what he says, basically, and that's the night where it turns up and we got our players who do things in the box on the ball, and that's what you get.
Plymouth worked the ball well in midfield, and like you said, a lot of the shots were outside the box. When they did get inside the box, it was technically blocked by normally Anthony Stewart, who had a magnificent game tonight as well.
Yeah, like I said, we had to play more into their hands than what we'd be used to, but it's not an easy place coming down here, and we knew that, and we pay them respect, but we also punish when it's our time to do so. So look, like the gaffer said, he's proud of everyone, because once he puts out a plan, that's what we do. We execute what he says. He's our leader, and then you take the leaders on the pitch that do what he says, and that's what you get. And you can't put a perfect away performance together without sitting back a little bit. And we actually wanted them to come on to us, and we know what we can do defensively. So it's unbelievable that apparently last week we were struggling. But that's what it's all about. Resilience from this team is, I don't have to tell you, the team spirit, the togetherness, and led by the gaffer and doing what he says.
Yeah, people saying that Wickham on a sticky run. Plymouth top of the table, unbeaten here at Home Park in the league before tonight. And you said it, a daunting place to come, but you've ripped up the form bit there for Plymouth.
We usually rip up summer, so we might as well make it the form book. You know what I mean? So look, that is a Wickham performance. That is epitomises what we do. It might not be the most prettiest, you get the stick, but we're the ones celebrating the end, and when you've got fans like that, and they go home happy and to work tomorrow thinking, I'll make that journey again, and that's what we want.
Plymouth fans in the second half were behind your goal. Are you expecting many Christmas cards from the Plymouth area this year?
I don't think I was expecting them after I got run behind from Richard Cresswell when I was here on loan, and they reminded me that. I thought I might have got a bit more of a better thing, but no, look, that's their prerogative, you know. they got worse and worse as we scored more and more goals, so that's fine. I'm a big boy, and it's nearly 20 years I've heard that, so it's not. I'm not worried. Like, again, it's who's smiling at the final whistle.
Yeah, 3-0 to Wickham on a Tuesday night away at top of the league, and you get to go to Yorkshire on Saturday. It must be the best week of the year for you.
Well, hopefully everyone will be able to understand me up there. You know, usually they say, what did you say? So I think I've got more Yorkshire as I've moved back up north again. So it's nice because I'll have... JJ, where's JJ? I need some tickets, actually. About 50 again. I usually bring my own fan base from up north, and we're creating some Leeds Wickham fans, so it'll be good.
And Wickham can really build on this tonight. Two tough away trips back-to-back, Plymouth and Sheffield Wednesday, but surely confidence will be high going into Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to go, and it probably won't be the same kind of thing, but we've got to put the same mentality in whatever he puts out and says. And every player knows if you've got a job to do, you go out and do it. And it epitomises, and like I said, the leader that is the manager put that out there today, and we just followed it. If it goes wrong, he said he'll take the blame, but we don't want that, so it's best to win.
As you can imagine, the Green Army took this defeat really well. Eyes down for a full house. It's the opposition view. Janna, royalty.
Wickham are very good at what they do, but bloody hell, it's soul-destroying to watch. And even more depressing that we can't seem to ever stop it from happening.
Dan Eustace.
I couldn't watch that every week. Second goal celebration says it all. Tapped his wrist as if a watch was there and ran over to the bench. Shocking mentality. If they go up, it's a scandal. I cannot believe they were in the Championship last season.
Hallam Curtin.
I never thought they would stoop so low that a player pretended to need a stretcher with a serious injury only an hour after Brendan had his. Wickham are an effing disgrace.
Doyley, 43.
The feigning of the head injury at the Devonport end was pure cheating. Nothing will change my view on why I detest that football club. I would rather watch our team than theirs, and I wouldn't be a season ticket holder if I was a Wickham fan. If we had taken one of our numerous chances to go 1-0 up, it may have been a different game. They're a strong physical team, and the way they play is effective, though.
Carl Bernard.
This season, we've won many points from the atmosphere at Home Park, but tonight, it was non-existent. Wickham were not the right team to play after getting beat at Charlton. Every time we play them, it's the same. We can't win ugly, they can. Horrible club.
Green Army, 46.
Not the bounce back we were after. Wickham do a number on us every time. You would have thought we'd have learnt by now. Really can't stand the way they play.
Dustin White.
I've never left a game, not even with 2 minutes left, in 25 years of watching my team. But I left with 20 minutes to go tonight, and I've promised myself I will never watch Wickham Wanderers ever again in my life. I'll give my ticket to some other poor bugger instead.
Kyle Gatfield, 97.
There ain't many sides I hate more than Exeter City, but Wickham Wanderers are right up there. The Gareth Ainsworth curse strikes again.
Silkman.
Ainsworth may not be everyone's cup of tea, but he knows how to get the best out of his players and possesses the tactical know-how to stifle the opposition.
Up the line.
We were beaten by a far better side. Their bloke up front, is it Vokes, was an
absolute handful. I'd have swapped him for Jeffcott in a heartbeat. Yes, Wickham played a bit close to the line, but they totally deserved the points.
Nibsworth.
5 minutes of time-wasting. Score immediately after the time-wasting, with time-wasting player immediately allowed back on the pitch. Do a time-wasting celebration, tapping an imaginary watch. I absolutely cannot stand this awful club.
Now, a lot of us go to football as a release from the stresses of the working week, or maybe to meet up over a beer with mates, or just simply to watch the wonderful football. But imagine meeting your life partner at Adams Park.
So here at Adams Park, with a special family, Ian and Jennifer, we'll start with you. What brings you to Adams Park today?
Just 20-year anniversary from when we met. So.
And you met here at Adams Park?
Adams Park, yes. Yeah. One of my friends played for Wickham at the time, so we were sitting this side, she was over there. So
Jennifer, you were in the terrace and you looked across to the main stand and you saw Ian.
Yeah.
Did your heart flutter?
Of course it did. I was with my friends, I was 17, so we were looking out for boys at the time. And I said, we've got to get a ticket and go in there and get closer. So we tried that, didn't work. So we decided to wait outside the players' lounge because we knew we'd come out with his mate, and that's what happened. So I said, oh, have you got a pen? And his mate said, oh, yeah, autograph. I said, oh no, actually, could I have his number, please? And then you gave me your number, and then me and my friends were saying, oh, gosh, is this the right number? Is it? And it was. And that's it. We've been inseparable ever since.
So it took a few games then. You saw each other. Yeah. Then you had to get a ticket. And then how many games did it take before you finally got to meet face to face?
Gosh, I don't know. Probably quite a few. Yeah, probably within a season, I would have thought. And then took up the courage and thought, if I don't ask him, he probably hasn't even noticed me. So that's what happened.
And Ian, you know, you come to football to see your mate play. You probably don't expect to meet the love of your life, do you?
No, definitely not.
He still hasn't.
Still hasn't, yeah.
Well, here you are 20 years later. I mean, the ground looks a little bit different today, but, you know, what's it like to be back?
Oh, it's good. Yeah. Bringing the children is even better. Yeah. They enjoy it. So, and as I say, first season as season ticket holders as well. So, but 7 minutes of injury time doesn't help nerves.
Maybe then, is there a special wedding anniversary coming up at some point, or
next one's in May and it's 18 years, so a couple more years and then be another special one. We got married quite quickly really after meeting.
So a big party in the Veer Suite maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Tap into some contacts here, eh?
And are you still mates with Darren Curry, your mate?
Yes,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it's just now and then we speak, but he's off obviously managing now other places. But we went to Barnet, so for the friendly when they played Barnet, we went down and see him.
And does he know about the monumental part that he played in your lives?
Yes.
We did invite him along today, but he lives a very long way away at the moment, so he couldn't make
it. We had a game last night, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, guys, and great to see you at Adams Park, and even on the pitch at half-time.
Yes. Yeah. We're hoping we're going to try and get a cheap picture in the dugout.
Oh, I'm sure they'll let you. It's a special day.
Yeah.
Right, that's your lot for this week. Many thanks to Stanley Lavender, Sam Vokes, Stocko and the Sharps. We'll be back soon. In the meantime, come on, you Blues.